From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, August 24th, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. The Daily Freeman is reporting that unemployment in the Mid-Hudson Valley and Catskills were lower in July than during the same month a year ago, according to data released by the State Department of Labor on Tuesday, August 23rd. Columbia County's 3.5% jobless rate last month was the lowest in the region and the second lowest in the state, down from 3.9% in July 2015. In Greene County, the unemployment rate was 4.6% last month, down from 5.5% 1 year before. The jobless rate likewise decreased in Dutchess, Ulster, Delaware, and Sullivan counties. The statewide unemployment rate in July was 5%. The Hillsdale Town Board, Conservation Advisory Council, and Green Solutions Committee are seeking members for the Hillsdale Climate Smart Task Force. In June, the board declared Hillsdale a climate smart community, pledging to take steps to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and to adapt to the effects of climate change. Hillsdale is one of seven Columbia County communities participating in the state program. Town Supervisor Pete Chipkowski described it as, and I quote, a blueprint on how towns can reduce their carbon footprint, end quote. Participants are eligible to apply to a pool of $2 million in grant funding to implement initiatives that reduce reliance on fossil fuels. To serve on the task force, applicants must reside in Hillsdale and have a strong interest in addressing the challenges created by climate change as they occur locally. Letters of interest should be submitted to Chipkowski at P.O. Box 305 in Hillsdale, 12529. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo announced on Tuesday, August the 23rd, more than $6 million in AmeriCorps funding, including $412,000 to Hudson Promise Corps through the Mental Health Association of Columbia and Greene Counties. MHA was one of 18 nonprofit organizations statewide and the only group in the Mid-Hudson region to receive the award, which is intended to support community programming to promote children's health and education. The funds are federal pass-through money awarded by the Corporation for National and Community Service. Cuomo said, and I quote, "This funding will strengthen these agencies' impact on the communities they serve and will help to transform the lives of New Yorkers across the state," end quote. Hudson Promise is a collaboration between MHA, the Greater Hudson Promise Neighborhood, and the Hudson City School District, intended to improve student engagement in grades 3 through 6 and boost academic achievement and parental engagement. U.S. Senator Charles Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand and Representative Chris Gibson announced on Tuesday, August the 23rd, nearly $600,000 in federal funding for the National Young Farmers Coalition. The funding was allocated through the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Beginning Farmer and Rancher Development Program. The National Young Farmers Coalition will use the funding to help beginning farmers and ranchers across the country make informed financial decisions when purchasing land. The coalition will provide technical assistance to navigate land access options such as long-term leases, land trust partnerships, and traditional farm loans. The coalition will host a series of webinars and in-person training focusing on assessing and evaluating financial decisions. The Beginning Farmer and Rancher Development Program was first established by the Farm Bill in 2008. The program provides support to those who have farmed or ranched for less than 10 years.
Matthew Hamilton reports in Capital Confidential that there will be at least three debates between Democrat Zephyr Teachout and Republican John Faso in the 19th Congressional District election this fall, all held by private media companies. Time Warner Cable News hosts an October the 24th debate, WAMC a radio debate on September the 15th, and WMHT Television hosts another on October the 13th. Faso and Teachout are vying to replace Chris Gibson, Republican Kinderhook, in Washington, D.C. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential. Matthew Hamilton reports at Capital Confidential that the State Department of Health studied the beginning of the state-run medical marijuana program and after 9 months is recommending expansion. The report was released last week and the story is unclear whether the Department of Health can instigate the recommendation on its own. The DOH said the recommendations were under review and it, and I quote, will advise on the next steps in the process and substance within the next 2 weeks, end quote. So far, 6,415 patients in New York have been certified to be treated with medical marijuana and 656 doctors are registered to prescribe the drug. The report also noted that two local counties, Dutchess and Ulster, were among only four in the state with more than 100 medical marijuana patients. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential. Chris Bragg reports in Capital Confidential that the New York Civil Liberties Union is calling an ethics reform bill Governor Andrew M. Cuomo is expected to sign unconstitutional, saying that it would chill free speech of politically active nonprofits. NYCLU Legislative Director Robert Perry said in a statement, and I quote, "While the intention of the bill is to bring transparency to dark money in politics, it is overbroad. It would inhibit public interest activity that has nothing to do with electoral campaigns. The clear, if unintended, consequences of this bill will be to unconstitutionally burden nonprofits as well as intimidate New Yorkers from supporting controversial causes like LGBT rights, abortion, and climate change," end quote. Parts of the bill would further regulate super PACs, but the group believes charitable nonprofit foundations that give to lobbying efforts might not want to do so under the new bill. The story says, and I quote, "Cuomo's office has argued that the bill would bring sunlight to lobbying efforts and make sure nonprofits' tax-exempt dollars are spent in appropriate ways. Still, some observers believe that the disclosure requirements are targeted at good government groups, which often criticize lawmakers," end quote. You can read the full article in Capital Confidential, an Albany Times Union blog.
And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting patchy fog before 7 a.m. today. Otherwise, it will be mostly sunny with a temperature high near 85 degrees. And Tuesday night, it will be mostly clear with a low around 61. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Thursday, isolated showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. It will be partly sunny with a temperature high near 85 degrees. On Thursday night, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 68. And on Friday, scattered showers and thunderstorms mainly before 2 p.m. It will be partly sunny with a high near 87 degrees. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 62. Sunrise today was at 6:13 a.m. and the sun will set at 7:41 p.m., providing us with 13 hours and 27 minutes of daylight, about 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 24th day of August, 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.